Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Joining me is the head coach for the University of Wisconsin women's hockey team, Mark Johnson. And coach, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Well, your team was undefeated going into last weekend against the Minnesota Gophers. You were ranked number one in the country. How were the Gophers able to take a 4-1 win from you guys on Friday night?
Well, I mean, they came out the first 8 or 10 minutes and generated some offensive opportunities with some good speed, and we came out a little bit slow. I'm not sure why, but then they scored a shorthanded goal and sort of put us on our heels for a little bit. But Friday's game was a game that their special teams were better. They scored a power play, they scored a shorthanded goal, and we had our opportunities and in similar situations on the power play in the second period, we didn't capitalize. So what I liked, though, is our response. We came back Saturday and played a very strong game and created a lot of opportunities. Our goaltender played well. We had a 1-0 lead with a minute and a half to go in the game, and they scored on a power play, but and then got a bounce and scored in overtime. But I was happy with our effort and certainly played a lot better Saturday than we did Friday.
You mentioned that overtime game. What kind of adjustments did you make after game one, knowing that the Gophers' offense and special teams are playing so well?
Well, we adjusted, our penalty kill, and for the most part, we did a good job, and certainly your goaltender has to play well in those situations. We were able to score a power play goal in the second period, so, that helps. But it was actually a very good college hockey game. Both teams played well Saturday. Both teams created opportunities. I think we were in the middle 40, 45 shots in that game and certainly had our chances, but they found a way to beat us, which was the frustrating part because we played well enough to win. But again, it's early in the season. We're disappointed that we lost both games, but we have a better feel of who we are and certainly can move forward in a positive direction.
You mentioned goaltending. Talk about the play of Anne-Renee Dabian.
She's played well. We didn't have her our first couple games because she was up with Hockey Canada. But, when your goaltender gives you a chance to win, that's all you can ask for. And certainly, even in our 4-1 loss, she played well and gave you an opportunity. And so if we go the rest of the season and she's able to do that, then, we should have a successful season.
Your senior class is stacked with a lot of talent and very familiar names. Talk about what kind of leadership you're hoping to get out of your senior class this year.
It's good. Our captain, Blair Turnbull, this is her fourth year. She really had a breakout season last year, and put up some good numbers. And, Carly Sylvester, has gotten better every year and certainly got off to a great start this year. A senior that's been around for a long time and done very well, and certainly as an assistant captain, we're happy to have her in that position. That Kat Sagraya, when you have seniors that have been around that have made improvements every year, it bodes well for your younger players because they can watch these upperclassmen go about their business, whether it's in the classroom and going to school or whether the little things that they do on the ice and their work habits. It helps because they do such a great job. So we're blessed to have, great senior leadership, and hopefully it'll help us as we go through the season.
You've gotten such great play out of Brittany Ammerman on the power play. What's been the key to her success so far?
Well, her health has been the big thing. Last year she had a very good year. She was able to play in all the games, and certainly her offensive capabilities have always been there. It's just a matter of mixing her and finding the right chemistry. And it seemed last year playing with Blair, there was a lot of chemistry, and certainly on the power play with her ability to find open space, find some of those soft areas and create some shots. She's able to do that and do that multiple times in a game. She certainly has the capabilities getting the puck behind the goaltender.
Your freshman class also leads the NCAA in scoring right now. Talk about the play of Annie Pankowski. She's off to a fantastic rookie season with 10 assists already in 8 games.
She is, and so, that's what you hope for from a coaching standpoint, that, certainly your veterans and probably more importantly, your younger players get off to good starts. And so, you mentioned Annie. She got off to a strong start, and that helps anybody with their confidence. Emily Clark missed our first 2 games because she was up with Hockey Canada but came back against Duluth in her first games as a Badger and did very well. And so, you know, as they do well on the ice, you know, their confidence goes up and hopefully they continue to improve and build on that confidence as the year goes by, because we all know it's a long year. So it's early in the process, and certainly we're pleased with where we're at.
Coach, you only have, like, I think one Minnesotan on your team, a handful of Wisconsinites, and a ton of Canadians. When you're out recruiting, obviously you know you're going up against the Gophers for picking up some more Minnesota kids, but what's your strategy?
Well, I mean, it's every year is going to be a little different. You know, obviously you look around the country, and the mix-up of our team right now is probably a little bit different than it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but you know, we probably had more kids from the States, you know, a few years ago, probably had a sprinkle of more kids from Wisconsin. But, you know, depending on a recruiting class, the cycle, you know, the interest, the grades, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into recruiting. And so, you know, you're obviously looking for a student athlete that fits within what you're trying to do. And we sort of look now like, you know, different than what, you know, we did a couple years ago, but that's just the nature of the business we're in. And 2 or 3 years from now, we might look different than we look today. So it's a puzzle that you're always trying to put together, and, you know, you're trying to find kids that will mix well within what you're trying to do from a academic standpoint and a hockey standpoint.
Well, there have been a couple of coaching changes in the WCHA this season, one being the new BSU head coach, Jim Scanlon. Have you prepared any differently for them this weekend?
Well, I mean, anytime a new coach comes in, you know, he's going to, you know, change some things and try some things that he's been successful at where he came from. And certainly Jim's been very successful. And as time goes along, you know, he'll be able to incorporate some things that he feels that can improve not only his team this year, but you know, the teams for the future. So, you know, at this time of year, I think most coaches are probably more interested in what their teams are doing and how they're improving in certain areas. But, you know, the one thing, whether it's, you know, this year or the past years, you know, Bemidji's always had a strong work ethic. And, you know, you see it in their men's team over the course of time. And certainly, you know, what Steve was able to do with his tenure at Bemidji, and certainly it will continue on that. You know, any game you're going to play, you got to do some certain things to give yourself the best chance to win, and we'll have to do that this weekend if we want to be successful.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Have a safe trip. We'll see you in Bemidji.
Thanks so much.
That was Mark Johnson, head coach of the University of Wisconsin women's hockey team, here on our Benusa pregame show. When we come back, we'll visit with Bemidji State's freshman forward Summer Thibodeau joins us next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.